The Department of Defense is the latest target of the Department of Government Efficiency. According to the Associated Press, DOGE staffers were at the Pentagon Tuesday collecting lists of the military's probationary employees. DOGE first announced they met with the Department of Defense on Friday. The Washington Post was the first to report they gave the Pentagon until Tuesday to hand over a list of probationary employees. The Post reports firings at the DOD could start as early as this week, but the AP reports some could be exempt. Leaders across the Defense Department reportedly provided lists of personnel they believe are mission critical and should be exempt from dismissal. Officials tell the AP those on the chopping block could include defense civilians who are still new to their jobs. Uniformed military personnel are exempt from the cuts. The anticipated firings at the Pentagon mirror similar reductions at other federal agencies. On February 7th, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth posted on that he is looking forward to working with Elon Musk. He added, "The department needs to cut the fat and grow the muscle. The Pentagon is the federal government's largest agency. It has about 950,000 civilian employees, including tens of thousands of military veterans, with roles ranging from welders to administrative staff to engineers overseeing highly specialized weapons programs. The Pentagon also oversees about 1.3 million active duty service members and nearly 800,000 National Guard and Reserve members. NASA is also facing massive cuts. According to NASAWatch.com, NASA Acting Administrator Janet Petro confirmed members of DOGE had arrived and NASA and would be reviewing the agency's contracts. Casey Dreyer, Chief of Space Policy for the Planetary Society, told the Houston Chronicle that between the layoffs and the deferred resignation program, NASA will be left with roughly 16,000 employees, its smallest civil workforce since 1961. That was the year the Apollo program launched its first flight. He tells the Houston newspaper, "There's nothing in these layoffs that is designed to make NASA more effective. It is taking the desire of a lower head count as the most important thing." DOGE recently initiated similar cuts at the Energy Department, but was then forced to reverse course after learning probationary workers they fired were focused on nuclear weapons security. In a press conference on Tuesday, President Donald Trump was asked if he had concerns about cutting workers focused on nuclear weapons security. "I think we have to just do what we have to do. And you know, you're going to, it's amazing what's been found right now. It's amazing as some if we feel that. In some cases, they'll fire people and then they'll put some people back. Not all of them, because a lot of people were let go." Several states filed a lawsuit to freeze mass firings initiated by DOGE. But on Tuesday, a federal judge denied that injunction.